Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Gas Digital presents the first ever Gas Night, featuring No Need for Apologies at the Vigoist, 113 Ludlow Street in New York City, Sunday, September 17th. Doors open at 7 p.m. and Gas Digital subscribers get in free.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. Acquit, hit the fingerless glove, don't get hit. Break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Back.
Someone we know by numbers has to die in a plane crash at some point.
I think it's the reason we don't know anybody is because it's really hard to die in a plane crash. It's a rare thing.
I think it's easy to die in a plane crash.
No, yeah. If your plane crashes, you're dead.
That is a good distinction, though. It's really easy to die in a plane crash.
In a plane crash. It's rare that planes crash.
Yeah. I would rather die, if I'm going to die in a plane crash, I would rather my plane just fucking fall apart and blow up and just fucking incineration.
I think it's more Lewis to just stick to his original statement. He goes, it's not easy. I'd like to see a plane crash try to kill me. I'll be fine.
I'd rather be shot by a missile on a plane, what you're saying, versus like finding out we're going down.
And then we hit the water and then maybe we wash up on a shore and I have to eat one of my friends. Fuck that noise, dude.
That's the ultimate question. Do you run towards the fucking mushroom cloud or do you try to go underground and be one of those people who tries and starts?
Your instinct for survival would always kick in.
People are suicidal, yeah.
But it's like even like the people that jumped out on 9/11, right? Like were jumping out of the windows and shit. I think that they were saying there's more of a chance I'm going to survive this than like they have a fire on their back.
I think you don't want to burn alive, dude.
I think they were choosing two ways to die.
I think the fire was so close,
Lewis, you try to run through the fire.
No, dude, I think I could have landed and just rolled in a certain way. Like you see parkour dudes.
Dude, riding the rubble is the one where you're like, this is my last ditch effort. I'm probably going to die, but like, I'm going to try to ride the rumble, dude.
good thing my surfboard was right here.
Dude, running up to the roof and trying to ride the rubble.
We're not going to die. We're going to surf the rubble like we're in Costa Rica again. Dude,
what if you're just on one rock at the top of the pile falling and you're just running on it like a bear on a fucking beach ball? And the whole way down goes, I can't believe that worked.
Holy shit. I mean, I would think like if your plane's going down, that there's a way that you can jump out at the last second and like just fucking do a nice dive like right into the water and like just be safe.
Yeah, I'd like to believe that also. If your parachute doesn't open and you're over water, in your mind, you're like, well, just point my hands like this, and I'm going to slice right through that water. And then if it turns out you just smash like you hit concrete instead. Yeah. Like your fingers break and go through your body.
Your neck just snaps.
It's just impossible. It's too fast.
Isn't there a way?
I think if you thought of like a fucking pretty high helicopter, maybe.
Or really, really, really small plane. Like, how fast is it going when it actually hits the water? And is there a way that the fucking pilot could just slow it down a little bit?
Oh, when you get like pretty close to the water, start jumping out, you're saying?
I read a thing. Yeah, when you're right down, when you're like 15 feet over the water.
But I guess you'd try that. And then you're just skidding on your ass across the water like a fucking rock.
Your skin gets peeled off.
We're going so fast.
Well, the thing is that you're gonna, whatever the movement of the plane is, you have to count for yourself too, right? So if the plane's coming down and you jump out, it's the rate of the plane, then you jumping.
Okay, Professor Dave, way, we got it. Okay.
No, but see, I'm saying mass times velocity.
But if it's going, but even if it comes down and it hovers, it's got to get like so slow. You know what I mean? Because otherwise you're just being shot at 200 miles per hour forward, which Dave, seems right. worse. That seems worse to me than getting shot down.
E does equal MC squared, Dave.
One in 11 million are the chances of dying in a plane crash. Every time you get on a plane, 11 million other planes.
What?
I'm not sure you get this, Jay.
No.
We're just morons.
One in 11 million. For every time I ride, 11 million people have to die. That's horrible. Well,
is it one in 11 million flights? Like something.
So essentially,
like
one in 11 million. Not even wouldn't even be that. So to die.
I feel like that's actually a pretty high number. Like one in 11 million flights is a crash.
No,
like
that's per. That's the odds of you dying. So that's one person each flight. Got you. So you'd have to.
No, but so is that. That's not the.
Each flight, I guess.
So that's not the odds of that's not even saying 11 million flights. That's saying you have a one in a million chance, a one in 11 million chance of dying. One in 11 million chance of dying in a flight. So that's also, it's higher than that because that's.
I have no idea, by the way. I'm trying to wrap my head around the math on it, guys. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not going to be able to contribute anything on this. I don't really understand the odds and the statistics, and we're getting into like one in 11 million people on a flight, and is it like you're more likely or less likely? Is it more than 11 million or less
when all those people are on the flight? It's now you have seven or whatever, you know, 75 out of 11 million.
Well, I also think that we fly so much more than the average person does,
so we're bringing the averages down.
We have way worse odds than one in 11 million.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But even so, how many plane crashes are there out of how many flights? What are that number exists?
And let's only count America, because I don't trust these like third world planes. How many plane crashes in America is there every year?
Find that out, GLs or Mike.
Also, I said GLs. The idea that like it's like, oh, you can glide without your engines. Like, no, you will careen to the ground and explode.
I just read an article where they were just talking about like turbulence, and it's like there were just people like freaking out about like really, really bad turbulence.
Yeah.
And some blogger did, maybe you can find this. It was like a TikToker. He like did a video during this crazy turbulence and was like, it was just kind of like prove it wasn't a big deal. That was sort of the idea. But there's probably a lot of people that have videos during turbulence. So don't just pull up turbulence. See if you can find like specifically this guy.
Christine may have seen this too, because maybe it was her or Isabella told me, because they're both TikTok people. That said, like some about turbulence, like planes never go down from turbulence.
This is they like, saw the same
like
thing.
Never ever. It's like almost like turbulence is almost holding it. Like as
well, the planes are they're designed to withstand like 100 times the turbulence that you're going through. Like you guys feel it, but it's like you go into the cockpit and the pilots are just like, yeah, it's like a day at the office. It's just nothing to them.
Dude, remember, Jay, one time I used to be really scared of flying, and it was always turbulence is really what got me. Like taking off or landing never really fucked, but turbulence used to really give me fucking anxiety.
Me too.
And I remember one time it was really bad, and me and Jay were on a flight together, and Jay just goes to me, he goes, dude, I know this freaks you out, but just so you know, a plane's never crashed because of turbulence. Like turbulence can't make a plane crash. It's all like landing or taking off. And then we got through it, and when we landed, I was like, that actually really did help me. Saying that I didn't know that planes can't crash from turbulence, and Jay goes, oh, I have no idea if that's true. You were just wigging out.
Yeah.
But it was,
I was like, oh, that was good dad instincts.
I sympathize with it so much because like I still turbulence still scares the shit out of me. And it won't not.
I'm a lot better than I used to be.
No. Nobody would know it at all. It's just I have like that, like,
oh, this person did it with water. This person did it with a water bottle, but this probably will work as well.
Trust me. Yeah, and that is insane. You flying through the sky. There's pressure from the bottom, pressure from the top, from the sides, pressure coming from everywhere, okay? And now, when there's turbulence, it's like this. You feel the plane shaking, but this is not just going to fall down. You know, it's stuck in there because there's pressure coming from the bottom and the sides.
All right, you retarded whore. So I didn't think I was going to fall down.
You slapped it so three more times.
So you can just chill there. You're just wriggling injured.
It does look like it's moving closer.
Oh, no. I just crushed your little head. Down.
I just don't trust that this chick has any idea whether this jello thing actually represents what a plane's going
dummy.
Through.
Yeah, right, I'm not gonna listen to this girl. Hey, guess what? It's like jelly. Ugh.
Well, no, the guy, it was a guy and he did it with a water bottle. That's the one that I'm talking about. I didn't see the video, but I watched the article and he was explaining why it's like not dangerous with like a water bottle.
Lewis, when you go, no, the one I watched and you said it was a guy, immediately I went, I trust that more.
Yeah, oh, this will be good. A better one.
Which might
this,
be just, go, this guy probably knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, this fucking sky waitress. Yeah, for sure. This fucking sky waitress is like, oh, look, do you want some Jello? Oh, don't worry. It's like how they explain it to a kid. Because I would have freaked out as a kid with turbulence. I never flew until I was like 19. And then I did have like anxiety. I was like, this is fucking wild.
Yeah. Takeoff sometimes would scare me if they start turning right away. Again, she's like, well, you're right. We do it so much. If anyone observed me on a plane, you wouldn't think there's any problem at the worst turbulence I go through. Because I just like, I get it. It just still instinctually, I get like,
oh, you like grab your handrests.
Yeah, for sure.
You do that. But yeah, I used to think like, I guess the cabin's pressurized. Cause if you jump on a plane, you don't just fly back and fucking murder everybody. The plane's going 600 miles an hour, right?
As soon as you lift your feet off the ground and you're going 600 miles an hour, you're just in the toilet. Oh my God.
You just go to like take a bite of something and you like let go of your fork and it stabs some kid in the eye.
Everything's
if I would have been there when they were inventing the plane, I would be like, it's impossible, dude. How would you walk forward? You'd be like,
you're constantly just holding on the bars.
This is fucking wild. Oh shit. Oh, we should also say welcome to Legion of Skanks, but we're also on this episode. It's a special episode. We did an interview with Weed Maps, who are not even a sponsor of the show. They're a sponsor of Skankfest, and we did an interview with this girl, and she was just kind of fun, and she was kind of like, you know, it's a fucking company run by potheads. So we just had a silly conversation about weed, and they interviewed us. So we're gonna put it in at the end of this show, because I think it was just a different version of us, kind of seeing us, you know, play in that regard, because we were just sort of, I don't know, I thought it was kind of funny and thought it was kind of interesting. So we're going to put it in at the end of this show, and we have other stuff to talk about, right?
Yeah, boy.
Are we doing more of the contest?
Do we have more submissions, or are we just picking winners?
Alex, G. Mike, what do you think? I know there is more submissions, but we really have to get to finalists.
Yeah, I mean, there are more submissions, but
is there any more we have to see?
Not really, to be honest. We've seen all the good. I mean, we've gotten more. I haven't really looked at them, but I assume we've seen what we've seen.
Also, how much Alex looks like Mitzi Shore is fucking weird.
Oh, yeah. I'd say we maybe we'll do a few more Ring Girl submissions and just pick from Worst Life.
I haven't looked through them, though, because I thought it was done with. So I we would just be blindly opening someone's submission, kind of.
You don't want to do that? Should we not do that?
The problem is if they're bad, we're going to, you know, if it sucks, it really sucks.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh.
How long are the videos, though? We could also edit it out if it sucks, I guess.
But yeah, sure. I guess if it sucks, we'll edit it. If it's like really bad, if we're not finding anything funny, if she's either not hot or funny, we'll just bail on it. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll do like two more Ring Girls.
We're good on time. We're not. Yeah. What time do you have to be out, you guys said?
2:30. I got a
2:30. Yeah, we're fine. We have plenty of time. That's an hour and 10 minutes from now. We weren't going to use that much time, but we're plenty good on time.
Let me rifle through them and then I'll find two of each.
Okay. Well, how much did we?
In the meantime, do you guys have like a super cut of who we've seen so far?
Yeah. Do you want Worst Life or do you want Ring?
Are we picking the Worst Life winner right now?
Not the winner.
We're the top three
moves on the round. Top three to move on the round two.
I gotta remember them. There's only one who's like a shoo-in for me for Worst Life.
It's the girl.
The girl is. I've never seen anything like it before. Amara. Amara's got Worst Life.
Scott.
I didn't see Amara's Worst Life.
Lewis, take my word for it. There's nothing. It's the Worst Life. Scott. Lewis,
had a really sad life. You guys, let's not discount him.
Amara. Is and Dave, if I forget anything, please, because she
you guaranteed will. I'm sure I forget a lot of it too. It was everything from like being raped
as a child,
baby, to then being abused her whole life, being molested again in her teen years. There's a stroller behind her, although she never really seemed to get to what's going on with that.
Like, this baby's raping me.
Oh, no, she has a baby. She did say she has a baby.
Did she?
She's back remember. With the father. I think the father did something. Oh, the father ran off with a 19-year-old.
Then she went and got abused by another guy.
I'm going to give him the tickets.
Another guy beat the shit out of her. Yeah, a lot of beatings, nonstop rape. She's also a child of rape. Her father.
That's right. She's a product of rape. That's
rape
right.
Baby.
She was just diagnosed with autism.
A retarded rape baby. Holy shit!
No, Lewis. This is what's beautiful about this. And Bobby Kelly called this out. Yeah. She hit all the core values: rape. Her family was upset with her because the kid's father, I think, is like Mexican or something.
No, she's a product of a racist rape. She's a product of an illegal immigrant raping her mother.
That's right.
Which created a retard. She is truly core values.
By the way, and then she just got that. We were making a joke that could she possibly hit retarded? And then she did by the end. She's the perfect specimen for the game.
There's just
not that. Even for ring girl. She was,
and she said she was applying for both, but her story was just a worse life story. It wasn't a ring girl.
She's cute enough. I'm looking at this fucking image.
She'd be one of the hotter ring girls. I'm just saying, buddy, she should be in this.
She's worse life. She's worse life.
Made for this contest.
Gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank our incredible sponsor, YoKratom.com. The best sponsors in the game. Truly offering incredible high quality kratom. If you guys are in the market for kratom and it can help your life out, not if you want to go be a fucking little weird gas station junkie. Those people suck. Okay. I'm talking about people like there's people that use kratom in the real way, in place of painkillers to get off of dope, to get off of like real, like fucking drugs. It can really be beneficial. It's not to be used recreationally, and that's not what we're trying to plug or trying to promote. But if you guys are in the market and you're using kratom, you want to get it in a great way for a great price, $60 for a kilo. It's unheard of. Get it from YoKratom, YoKratom.com. All right. Where were we? All right.
Chris, you know, he's got the accent. David, what was David's thing? Give me a quick.
I don't remember, David.
Reminder.
He's wearing a fighter in the kid t-shirt.
He has mom issues. He didn't show his face because he's so ashamed of it.
He's very ashamed of. He lives with his. I know what it is. He lives with his kid.
He's the banker, right?
Yeah, him and his kid. Yeah. Now here's the thing. I'm going to tell you about David and Kevin both, Lewis. David and Kevin both. They were the first two of last week, and the consensus was upon being broken down by Dave and then also Bobby Kelly kind of seconding Dave. I thought these guys had pretty terrible lives. Once we got to Amara, we realized that was over, that David and Kevin, and I'll just tell you, are definitely out of it. David's down on his luck, but Dave quoted you last week when you said he feels like Kevin and David have worse attitudes than lives.
Right.
Yeah, Lewis broke that down about one of the previous guys, and it's just like, it seems like, I think it was, who was the one Lewis said that about? It was, I don't think he's here on this list.
Might be Andrew. No, yeah, they didn't make like the font.
But he was just like, you don't have a terrible life, you have a terrible attitude. And that's kind of how I felt about some of those guys.
Yeah, you're just not going to get any sympathy from me when you have a way better life than, like, the way better start than I had, and you're just going like, you know, fuck.
Well, the guy was literally like,
I gotta work hard. That is one of the worst things I've ever heard. It's like, I work really hard. You're like, we all work hard. People work hard. That's the fucking, I don't hear that. It falls on deaf ears. I just feel like we're supposed to be working hard. Maybe you're doing something you don't want to do, but don't complain about working hard. But
yeah. And the other thing is
daddy or to mommy son porn.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you watch weird porn, like whatever. I don't know. I also think like, it's even like, I don't have that much sympathy for when people are like, because everyone has to work hard to be successful. As Lewis said, it's the perfect distinction. You may be doing something you don't like to do, but I'm also like, well, I don't know. Go pursue something you like to do then. It took me a decade plus of just absolutely struggling before that was a thing. So you have to do that. If you don't, you don't. But the guy, David, he has a job at a bank. And he said he fell on hard times. And so he had to move home with his kids. And you're like, wait, so you have a family to fall back on, and you have a at least a job where you're making 50, 60K a year.
A job, kids. There's something like about just having fucking kids, like, you know,
a kid, a job, a family.
When there's a person, when there's a person, like, no, you have to fucking have everything falling apart. You have to have, there has to be no sunshine in your fucking life. And I'm sure Amara's kid is a little bit of sunshine, but she's all, her kid is also a reminder of her multiple rapes. I mean, let's get real, dude. Her grandfather is a rapist. That's wild.
All right. So on that note, my number two vote is Janice. I think she fits the category Lewis is talking about.
David's other thing was he said he has a crippling porn addiction. But all right, there's just too much there. There's too much good on this board to put David like in consideration, I think.
What was Scott's deal? I remember thinking Scott was in contention. What was his deal?
His stepdad beat his arms till like they were both rubbery.
Yes, that's right. Scott
was good. And I liked his. He could tell a story.
It was so sad, and then we found out that his wife was murdered. Like, there was a glimmer of hope in the middle of the story, and then it got even sadder. I think.
Oh, my God, that's right. Scott
was
the guy.
But he was laying down some hard end bombs, which seems like an awkward thing to do.
Well, if there's one place for that, it's Skankfest.
Yeah, I'm not gonna disqualify him for that. I mean, I think he thinks we're like... can I say something? Right, we say the N-word sometimes. We say the N-word sometimes in jokes, right? And I think very often, and this happens once in a while on the road, I will encounter somebody who teeters on the actual racist side. And then they'll come up to me, and then they'll say the N-word in a matter-of-fact way. And I'm like, dude, I'm just kidding when I say it. It's uncomfortable as fuck when you hear somebody like use racism in a real way. However, I will say that Scott just, you know, he's one of the boys and he, you know, he's just,
but it wasn't, boys. Anger. It was an anger one. It wasn't in a funny thing. He was talking about a guy killed his girlfriend or something.
No, I know.
He meant it. Oh yeah.
No, I'm not saying he was being funny with it. What I'm saying is that he felt comfortable.
I'm saying it's weird. Skankfest putting a very clear face on a guy. You know what
okay.
I mean?
But it's I'm like, just saying, Jay, hear me out on this. Okay. Sure. Let's start from the premise that it's never okay to say the N-word, okay? Mm-hmm. But then if you were to say, when's the least not okay time to say it? Black guy kills your wife is right up there at the top.
Sure. You're saying he was justified.
He was justified in saying the N-word.
I'm saying most justified.
Of the N-words that we've heard on this show. I mean, much more justified than us.
The ring girl one?
Much more justified than Nigger Dick Part 1 and Part 2 of the Legion of Kings podcast.
But just barely.
No, way less justified than that.
No.
He had to come up with a name.
Well, it's what was being said in the porn.
It's I'd say it's him, then our title slightly above that, and then like you're losing a bet on a basketball game is number one. But that's like the order.
I say I think Scott has a great story. And Scott will be on his best racist behavior. I will say that we're gonna give him a pass on this. We're gonna give him an N-word pass.
Listen, this isn't about who said fucked up words. This is about the worst life. And fucking Amara and Scott, I think are one and two here.
So here's the other thing. Now, No Name, I believe, is the guy who is like blind and autistic. Is that the guy?
No, he had like a shitty apartment. He had like the grill in the background, a mattress just on the floor with no sheet on it, just a dirty mattress.
Oh, yeah.
It was Jeff Ross episode was him.
It's okay. It's good, but I don't
think he lives in a motel or something.
Look, I'm looking at Kenny and Andrew.
Let me explain Kenny. Lewis.
No, Andrew's the blind guy. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. He's the one with the friend.
The brother. Brock. It's Brock. I play video games with him. He said he was going to submit.
Can I just say, Jay, and then give your piece? I think Andrew is sadder than Kenny, is a worse life than Kenny. The logistics of getting Andrew to Skankfest are what are fucking me up.
I would rather hang out with somebody who unapologetically and genuinely racistly says the N-word than have to smell Andrew.
Well, speaking of smelling somebody, our friend Kenny over here, Lewis, is he was stopped by the cops because he looked like a suspect they were trying to find.
Oh man.
And he sold drugs and he had drugs on him, so when the cops stopped him,
so he ran,
he just ran, and the cops shot him.
It's a fresh wound.
So now I'll tell you this, I think his dick works, but
is this a fresh wound?
No, this is not a fresh wound. What that is right there, Lewis.
I believe it was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, that right there, Lewis, is the bag that takes his shit out of him for the rest of his life.
I thought that was a hole in him that was currently bleeding. He's like, this happened 2 days ago. I'm fucking something out of the hospital.
Guys, I'm still hiding out. They haven't caught me yet. Can I come take refuge?
There's just a doctor at Skankfest, maybe even a veterinarian.
Yes. Do you guys have a medic?
Just give me some 151 and a belt.
Lewis, you'll also see the arm, his right arm that's down. You'll see like a little tube going across there.
He's in a wheelchair.
Tube, yes, but that little tube goes into his dick because he has a maybe that's the arm of the chair, but he has a catheter in his dick to take his pee out always. Always that will be the thing.
You know what, dude? At least he has a dick.
I think his dick might work.
The body cam footage? Oh, please let me see the body cam footage. Shot, yeah. You guys saw that?
Yes, we watched that.
I feel like we couldn't really see it.
Doggy. It's not that great, but you get what's going on.
Doggo. Yes. I mean, that guy's not only is the story fucking rule, but he also came with fucking extra footage.
I said this is Kenny and Amara are to me are in Who's the Third.
I'm going Amara Scott Kenny. I think that's the answer.
Me too.
We also watched this at the stand, so it might be better on here.
Yeah, for sure. Cop drives like me.
Stop. He goes, skanks, fuck you.
Crossfire? What does crossfire mean?
I think they're standing near each other.
Hits. Oh, yeah, yeah. They got to make sure they're not.
Fucking hits.
That's also crazy that they would just start opening fire on him if he didn't have a gun.
I think the suspect they thought did.
It doesn't matter though. That's why you don't open fire on somebody who's just a suspect in a neighborhood with a bunch of brown people.
I agree with you. Here's what I'm saying.
But the argument for why you do is you might secure them the worst life competition on Legion of Skanks.
Well, here's why. It's the worst life. Go back to it again. Here's why he's definitely into me, Kenny. Go back to the pictures. It is because it's not like whatever. If it was done to him and it was that illegal what happened to him or like fucked up, he wouldn't be living in that fucking room like that. I mean, like, this guy should have dough if that was like wrong.
There's got to, well, we'll ask him in the interview portion.
That's an interesting question to ask him. Yeah, but it probably because he like had drugs and was running from them or something. It might make it much tougher to win like a lawsuit or something.
Yeah, it would be a rough. I mean, look, here's the thing. The truth is this, like, you know, you don't run from cops. I always say that all the time. It's like, once you resist arrest, you become a violent criminal. But I think there's an appropriate amount of violence that is used in that case. And if you're just a person that's running away, you're not like in a busy area where there's a bunch of crowd of people, we're going to fucking knock some, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like, yeah, dude, if the cop didn't want to run, is that it? The cop was like, I'm not running now, so I'm going to shoot this guy.
Well, I think
the appropriate response is you chase the guy down, don't you?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's crazy that they would,
because from the guy's perspective, if you're just a guy on the street, right? The assumption isn't that you know they're looking for a guy that just murdered somebody, right? You're supposed to always assume that when a cop fucking asks you a question. I don't know. That's a crazy I defend cops all the fucking time. When somebody if they were wrestling with the guy. Right. And then he fucking starts being violent, swinging on them. And then it's like, it starts to become a thing where, how close is it to him grabbing that gun? They have seen that. They have had precedence of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that being said, why is this kid living in that room?
You got to fucking. Well,
These are questions to ask him.
He had Scott as his lawyer. He had Scott defending him. And it was a black judge.
Lewis, to fill you in on one more person who you didn't get to see was Kevin, and another one Dave dismissed pretty quick. Kevin, and somehow, I don't even remember exactly why, but Kevin is homeless, he says, and a couple other fucked up things.
A meth head with perfect teeth and a homeless guy who's completely groomed. I'm just not seeing it.
He says he's homeless, whatever. But here's the thing. Something about him, like, I don't know.
He claims he watches the show on his government iPad. Yeah, like, or tablet or whatever. But like, he was just too well groomed and his teeth were too good to say he was this meth addict who's a homeless guy. Just I didn't
so
buy
this
it.
This is the other side of this thing, right? Because you can just make up a story, right?
I don't know if it's made up. Maybe.
If there's, well, here's the thing. It sounds like, in my opinion, even him being a former meth addict and being homeless is not as bad as some of these other people.
Yeah.
Just having a place to stay sometimes isn't better. Right. So just having a home to go, if it's a shitty home and you're paying, you literally don't have enough money to pay for that, adds a whole other level of stress. Possibly it's not inherently just a better situation. Like this guy, no name over here, his living situation is probably worse than Kevin's tent. That fucking sucks. Like it looks like it's a fucking real shithole. But if there's any chance that they're lying, if there's any chance, I would say that we should maybe.
I'm final decision here. Amara, Scott, and Kenny.
You can make the case that Andrew has a worse life than Scott, but Andrew's also not a fan. He's a retarded guy and his brother's a fan. I feel like his brother is just using his, you know, fucking disabled brother to get a gold.
And if that's the case, you fucked up by doing that, because you could have just made it your worst life and been like, I'm a huge fan and look at the burden I have in my life. And that would have been a very good entry.
I think Scott, Kenny, and Amara, and we'll just, you know, look, I can't discount Scott for saying the N-word. Our fans, trust me, there's a large portion of them that unironically throw out N-words. Listen,
it's just not what the competition was. It's not. Yeah, it wasn't about who doesn't say the N-word. Because
I don't know if we should cater to them. Don't worry, guys.
No, I'm not catering to them. I just, don't worry, that wasn't against,
we're with you.
That wasn't against the rule.
His life was brutal.
There's no rule.
He had his arms regularly broken. As a child, and then his wife was murdered.
It's and honestly, brutal. Him being racist is I'm not shitty, fighting hold on, but listen, thing. Jay, him being racist is a shitty quality about his personality. Sure. So that's another thing that sucks.
Part of his shitty life.
Because I don't know.
It'd be funny if he goes, the one thing I got going for me is my personality.
But like, maybe he'll go to Skankfest, hang out with fucking a couple of Latinos and blacks no and have a
decision.
All right. No, I'm just, I'm giving... I'm just giving my opinion. Yeah, maybe he'll go make some black friends at Skankfest and fucking...
It turns his life around.
Yeah, dude. He's like, you know what? I was wrong. That bitch deserved to die.
He's like, I became friends with this black dude at Skankfest, fell in love, and then he killed her. My best friend. I'm back, racism.
So we'll have them Zoom in for next week's Zoom show.
Yeah.
And then we'll do one-on-one interviews, and then we'll pick a winner after that. We'll ask them questions, and we'll see where we're at. And so Amara, Scott, and Kenny, congratulations for being the finalists. And yeah, that's that. Very cool. The Yo Kratom Golden Ticket Competition.
It's really heating up now, boys.
And then for Lewis, for your thing, they'll send you, just watch the two.
Yeah, I'll watch the videos on my own.
Videos of those two, yeah.
For sure. Let me real quick, boys. Well, let's do plugs. In the meantime, I'm just going to plug my phone in the other room. So you guys start with plugs. Please go check out my special, 30 Minutes with Lewis J. Gomez. Available right now on YouTube. Just go right now. Click it. Send it to friends. The feedback has been fucking absolutely tremendous. And I
remember the golden ticket contest.
Oh, that's right. If you share mine, Dave's, and Jason. And by the way. We said initially share all of them. It should just be for us. If you share mine, Jay, and Dave's special, the three of us.
Carrying Kurt Metzger's ass.
all three of us, and you send us proof in the form of screenshots that you shared or to whichever your preferred social media platform is, you'll be entered in a chance to win Skankfest tickets. Is it Skankfest tickets or is it another pair of Yo Kratom golden tickets?
It's golden tickets again.
God damn it. I got to stop giving away so many golden tickets.
Yeah. See, like, the room's going to be full of people sitting up front.
Yeah, it's like when you go and get, if you have clear, now it's just a line every time you go to the ridiculous. Airport.
It'll be longer than the regular line it's now. What am I paying for?
Still moves at 80 times the speed.
Mm, yeah. Sometimes. I've left the clear line recently.
Really?
Because the other one was moving faster. Yeah.
But he didn't go on the regular line. He just left the airport, canceled his gigs.
Fuck you. Fuck
I'm over airport. This.
Fuck Delta.
But either way, guys, I'm so happy for all the support so far. The feedback has been tremendous. So please just go click on that. Click on Dave's, obviously. Click on Jay's. Give it a share. Give it a rewatch, dude. Honestly, there's things that I specifically put in a few Easter eggs in the special that a couple people have pointed out. But just go watch the special back again and see if you can see. There's at least three or four Easter eggs that are in the special that people only notice if you have to rewatch.
You get all the Easter eggs and you got a golden ticket. Collect all the Easter eggs.
Everybody who points out all three Easter eggs wins golden tickets. Your stuff, buddy.
Well, and of course, my half hour special as well. And yeah, check out Lewis's, check out mine. The feedback's been incredible on both. I'm a little over a quarter million, I think, 10 days or whatever it is into it. So it's going good. It's not getting pushed high on the algorithm. So I really need you guys to like and watch and share and comment and all that shit, because that's what's been driving it so far. And yeah, I'm real excited for anyone who hasn't seen it to go see it. I got Governors in Levittown, Long Island, September 22nd and 23rd. And then, of course, it's fucking Skankfest time. Can't wait for that. After Skankfest, I will be at Comics Roadhouse at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, October 5th and 7th. And then after that, we leave for our European tour. Me, Louis J. Gomez, Zach Amico, Robbie the Fire Bernstein, London, Belfast, Glasgow, Amsterdam. Grab tickets for those right now because they're selling very quickly. And then back in the States, American Comedy Club in San Diego, Arlington Draft House in Arlington, Virginia. And then I'm back at Poughkeepsie Laugh It Up, comicdavesmith.com for tickets. And of course, part of the problem, which has been blowing up the last few days, was the number two podcast overall on Spotify and the number one in news. So go check that out right here at Gas Digital Network or wherever you get podcasts.
It's huge. Ooh. Huge. Jay, did you go yet?
Nope. BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. I'm going to be next weekend, Donya Beach Improv, Indianapolis, Skankfest Vegas, DC Improv. I'm all over the effing place throughout the rest of this year. A lot of fun stuff coming up. Doing Red Rocks with Bert Kreischer October 4th, right after Skankfest, everybody. If you're in that area, if there's still tickets left, I doubt. Meet Dan Soder and Bert Kreischer. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What a show.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a show. And what a cool place. it's neat to see someone like in their hometowns thing. So seeing Dan at Red Rocks is going to be really neat. That's like his.
That's really cool.
MSG, yeah. If you're from New York. So, yeah. And then listen to The Bonfire, me and Robert Kelly. 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network, where you can drink squirt.
Squirt alert. Oh. other stuff, obviously, Real Ass Podcast. Check out The Regs, me, Dan Soder, Joe Liss, Robert Kelly. Just a once a month super show, just fucking crushing it. Live stuff is all at lewisofskanks.com. Dave really plugged all the other shit. We got Skankfest coming up. Shout out to your Kratom. We have the European tour. Right after that, I have Chicago. I'm going to be in Chicago just for one weekend before I take off a little bit of time. But I have a new tour that I'm planning starting in January. Bunch of dates already confirmed, like 15 different cities already confirmed. I'm going to be going everywhere starting in January, the Meaty Ogre tour. So grab those tickets, lewisofskanks.com. And the big thing that I really want to promote right now, if you guys haven't yet, tickets go on sale this Tuesday at 12 noon Eastern. This is September 12th. We have a brand new event that me and Jason Ellis are producing together. It's called Carnival of Combat. The website is carnivalofcombat.com. Me and Tim Butterly are fighting in the main event. I won't bore everyone with the story again, but we had to move it from Vegas because of the commissions. They wouldn't allow us to do it the way we wanted it to. So we're doing it in St. Petersburg, Florida on November 4th, Carnival of Combat, me versus Tim Butterly, Alex Stein versus Harrington, three times Ellis Media champion Mike Harrington is taking on fucking notorious right-wing internet troll Alex Stein. It's just what a world we live in. Plus other fights, including Naeem Ali versus Jamar Neighbors. Paco is fighting Danny Dubs, which is Butterly's producer. And then we also have Crack Amico versus Young Dylan. Those are the comedian fights. And then we have a bunch of other incredible events like musical chairs, boxing, and blindfolded fighting. We're doing a bunch of them. It's what Ellis Mania used to be, except it's going to be bigger, better, more badass. We're throwing a bunch more shit together as well. There's going to be a kickoff party on the night before on November 3rd. So grab those tickets on September 12th, 12 noon Eastern. I think they're going to start off at like $40 a pop. So you can come for pretty cheap. You know, it's not going to break the bank. It's not like Skankfest, which is your entire vacation. You know, if you guys are in the St. Pete, Tampa area, you'd better be coming. And if you guys are within a few hours drive, you really should be making the drive because it's going to be a wild fucking event. Trust me, lots of fun stuff. Comedians are performing. If you do the VIP tickets with the night before, there's going to be a bunch of comedians performing. We're doing a kickoff party, some music. It's going to be a ton of fun. Weigh-ins, open workouts, all that shit. So grab those tickets, carnivalofcombat.com. November 4th is the date.
Hey. Hell yeah.
Sorry, I had to give a big old fucking juicy plug there, boys.
And some day
That's crazy you're going to be in Chicago.
Nuts.
Sick. Sickness.
Okay, so do we want to show Lewis? Should we update Lewis on the... In fact, you know what?
Dude, my feet stink.
Can we show?
Oh my God. Thank God we're finally talking about that. You have the worst feet. Yeah. They stink.
Oh, you brought it up?
No, not the way they look. I have Nike flip flops.
Oh, yeah. You know, no, that's what I was talking about too.
Talking about the smell.
I was wearing them in the steam room all week. Gross. At my hotel.
Why are you holding them right by your face if they stink so much?
Dude, I don't know what the fuck happened, dude. They just now, and I put them on my feet. It's like just, they're all soaked in sweat and they made my feet stink like shit. It's like,
all right, dude. Can we talk about Jay drinking squirt more? Like, what is this?
Yeah, gross, bro. Hey, real quick, we want to give a shout out to one of our new friends. And here's hoping a new long-term friendship. It's the crew over at Peppermint Hippo, everybody. Peppermint
Love
Hippo
them.
Is the fastest-growing gentlemen's club in North America, and the place will be having the after parties every night this year in Vegas at Skankfest. Lewis, you checked it out.
I did. We went, me, Christine, Rebecca, and my girlfriend went, and we just fucking got the VIP experience. All the chicks are super hot. They have fucking great drinks, great vibe, cool atmosphere. I'll tell you right now, it was amazing. It's a it's not associated with the Spearmint Rhino, but I think it was a nice little fucking like F you to the Spearmint Rhino, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's a reference to South Park as well. I found out.
Taken from the name, yeah.
Yep. And then the South Park guys go there when they're in town. Any of the towns that they're in, the South Park guys actually go there. It's really cool. They have places in Reno, Akron, Toledo, Little Rock, Arkansas, and more. Obviously in Las Vegas. It's the greatest place to go and fucking party. Make it your go-to party place and let them know that the Legion of Skanks sent you to go check out their entire, all of their locations. Go to thepepperminthippo.com for all of your gentlemen club needs. All right, where were we?
G, Mike, Alex, can you guys please show Lewis at least the final submission we got?
Well, I have like a little like 1 minute wrap up of all the girls.
Oh, okay. That's right. I forgot you made a compilation for this one. Oh, I didn't see some of these. But she always knows her place.
She's got style. She's all got right, Nikki. She's a winner. Pause it.
Okay.
This chick has an OnlyFans, Jay. She's got a Pornhub page.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You already slammed to it?
No.
Yeah. It's porn.
Wait, go back. So, all right, we can read the, turn the music down on it, because I like the fact that you included highlights on them, and go back to Nikki Champagne. Yeah, because it's just a little too loud because we can't talk over it. So good. LS Mania, women's champion, upper body strength, can do a full split. I like it. But she always knows her place. And she's a big bitch, dude. She's willing to show her gaped asshole. She offered me a three-way and I declined. And she may... rewind.
There's a 21-year-old.
Guys, rewind it, please. Might have a thing for gay blind Mike. Okay.
The white nigger.
I pause it. Autumn, boyfriend hates all of us, believes in such thing as a white N-word, and she has a rape kink, not from trauma.
Not a wigger, a white nigger.
Lives in an attic, applied for the grotesque position, and understands what she is. Says she's hot, says she has a killer body, fatigues easily.
Great stuff, guys.
Wants to win so she can get her tits done. Is already going with her man. Yes, three.
Still concerned. She thinks we're buying her fake tits.
That's Jasmine.
I'm out here in Miami.
Oh, this annoying bitch. Oh, from Miami, man. Just kidding. From Vegas, just kidding. From Long Island. Friends with Alaska. Even Mayweather would improve. She was so irritating. I like her for that reason. She was so annoying that I kind of liked her.
Because she's a psychotic person.
Yeah.
I'm out here in fucking Vegas. Actually, I'm really on Long Island.
What do you love more than anything?
Whoa. It's her dream to go to Skankfest. Yeah. This bitch.
All right, loves Lewis,
more than anything in the world. What?
This is who I was going to tell him to show you the...
Was likely under the rest.
Is it almost... Is the rest of it her, Mike?
Well, here, just play. See what they have.
Yeah.
Legion of Skanks.
She clearly didn't know who we were.
She doesn't know who we are.
She has no idea. She's
squirts volume thinks black vagina smells bad. Use her big fat tits. Get Jay to smoke weed. This girl sounds like a dream.
Yeah, she also looks like me from behind.
What does her face look like?
Not like me.
Like Jay from behind.
Let me see. Jay. Okay, yeah, I see that. She's cute enough. Though. Big fat tits.
Yeah, big huge fat titties.
She's cute.
I mean, her have the same butt.
Oh, look at her fucking vagina lips. Oh my God.
This chick, the next chick, the black chick was in studio or in the live audience last week.
Whoa. All right. 25 years old. No fucking way. Great tip.
She has a bad filter.
This is a terrible filter because it makes her look like an old homeless lady.
Yeah. And she was at LOS. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Monster cans.
Monster face, too.
Bila, all right, pause this. Pause this. Yeah, she did a thing where she was, again, oh, I remember her. One, she has her bikini top on wrong, which I guess...
girls do that sometimes.
It's so awful. It's so unflattering. It's
the most unflattering I've ever seen a bikini top.
Can I say?
Yeah.
I like this pig already. I know nothing. I've even read the side
profile. Yeah, she's right up your alley, obviously.
Doggy, she's fucking wearing her fucking her bra top backwards. She's drinking two cans of beer.
Yeah, this is a chick in 2005. Lewis dates this chick.
Of course. No, Lewis, this chick at the end kind of want her attitude by the end and the clanking the beers kind of won us all at the end. But I'm telling you, in the beginning, we also had a great laugh because, and Dave, you'll remember as soon as I say it, every sentence that she says,
oh my God, Lewis, it was brutal. That's the worst. Like she was doing it, like she was doing an impression of a girl who talks that way. It was rough.
I want to go to Skankfest.
So I'm going to see you guys one way or another. And up the ante a bit. If you guys vote for me for your ring girl, I'm willing to give my festival pass to the Feet by Folk Flummiest runner-up. Say that five times fast.
Ooh, I like that. Though she's also very generous. She's going
to
give
a very Lewis-y thing to do.
I like this bitch. All right, keep on going. I don't know who else we have, but I already think I know who my three are, but continue.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
I'll see you Skanks in Vegas.
Mariah.
Oh,
pause it.
She does the backward, throws her legs back, and then does the walking queef.
Oh yeah,
she can
queef on command.
She's great. Yeah,
aka Mo Dix. Mariah, she can squirt milk from her titties and demonstrate she can queef on command. She just queefed on command.
Yeah, watch.
Ooh, that's a good one too. Fuck, yeah, dude.
It was no joke. It was no joke.
Dude, if she fucking queefs her whole walk with the ring card around the thing while we mic her, and you just have her walk right.
That's fucking pretty good, dude.
But hang on, Lewis.
Queef it on command. God damn it.
Lewis, I can't explain enough the girl Kelsey, I think her name is. So you have to watch the video of that. The other people.
Sure, put her video on. It's fine. I mean, she's not winning, obviously. Even if she was the biggest fan, even if she bled for the Legion of Skanks,
Lewis,
not winning this.
Lewis, you're just going to want to give the person who made this video his credit. Yeah, this was made for, I mean, if not all of us, you. You know what I mean? Like, if not me and you, you. This is wacky.
Hey, what's your name?
Kelsey.
What's your dream?
I want to be the Skankfest ring card girl.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool. How old are you?
Pause it. If he started peeing on her in this video, it would, like, I would just give it to them. Like, right now, if his dick comes out,
it has a vibe like a porn. Like he might.
Yeah. If he just pulled his dick out and started pissing on her, I think you just saw like a pee stream going on her face and her like almost like crying a little bit, being like, no, that's my dream.
Lewis, I hate to pull Tony Hinchcliffe like rank, but can you just let the video play out, please? If you could just give it this 1 minute, please.
Okay.
For you. This is for you.
I won't riff.
I don't wanna do it.
How old are you?
23.
Cool. How tall are you?
5'6".
How much do you weigh?
130 pounds.
Cool. And what do you love more than anything in this world?
Legion of Skanks. Oh, Lewis, Jay, and Dave. Right?
Am I allowed to talk?
No, because now's the best.
Okay.
Hey, will you take a video and enter a contest with me?
No.
What if I offer you a beer?
All right, that part is acted poorly. Oh, wait, he's peeing on her.
She's peeing on him.
She's peeing, on him. Oh, they peed.
And then she sucks his dick.
Oh, let's see.
You really don't see it.
It ends there. It ends there.
It ends there. Let me tell you something. That was one good beer.
Well, Jay, I'm glad you pulled rank because the pee did come out.
That just broke Lewis being pissed off for the rest of the show.
No. I was like, well, that was just a weird joke. I was like, what a weird joke. And I was like, I don't think Jay's instincts would be like, let me pull a rank and tell you to just watch a video for a minute and a half. But now it all paid off because there was pee.
No, it's for you. Yeah.
No, I get it now.
And do we have two more ring girls that that are good enough to be in the contest?
I don't know if they're good enough. I just have two. There's two more.
No, I don't care about the others. The ones that you showed us in the compilation, I think, are good enough. Can we go through the compilation silently again, slowly? Yes. And I'm going to tell you who I think I have a top four or five right now that could be whittled down.
Right before we choose, Lewis, what do we expect from them next week? By next.
I want talent.
Tuesday.
I want to see how talented you are.
See, the Queef girl may have done her talent.
Or maybe we have them. We have them walk. We have them do their ring girl actual audition, which is like hold up a number. We'll give them a specific thing, a number, and we'll see. They have to wear a bikini.
How about this? What could you like show how you'll be unique in your ring card performance?
Yeah. Yes, I agree. All right. It's going to be partially the talent of it, partially how good you look in your bikini. It's going to be a lot of these things. But I'll tell you who my top are right now.
Okay, let's go.
Can we pull up pictures of them?
Let's do this. I'm going to say no to Nikki. I love Nikki. She's going to be at Skankfest. She's going to fight. She's awesome. I say no. I say 100% yes to Ellie. She's a pig. She's a slut. She's everything that this contest needs. I'm going to say right now, I'm not going to cut her out, but she's at the lower end of my yeses. I like Autumn. She's core values to the fucking core.
We've already established that using the N-word won't kick you out.
Yeah, so it's not going to kick her out. I'm not worried about that. Her and fucking what's-his-name should get together. She should leave that bum and fucking get together with Scotty Bombati.
Yeah, but she's into the white ones.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I like her. I think she has a ton of personality. She's hot enough. But I do think that she seems like she would be a borderline problem to have at Skankfest, like could cause issues, maybe fight people, accuse somebody of rape.
This is like a get drunk, swing at somebody chick.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a white nigger.
This bitch, I'm just going to invite to a threesome for Jay and Christine. We're going to call it a day. She's not moving on to the contest, though. That's a dog.
This I can't move on.
The dog's in.
Oh, I wasn't even considering Jasmine as one of the ones. She's
I was
hot.
Assuming she was one of your three because you loved her.
No, well, I think she's cool.
Lewis, if I see a fucking strike on my payout next month for Jasmine's tits, I'm going to throw a fucking Molotov cocktail in that studio.
Dude, I like Jasmine.
Get her tits, doggy. Jasmine's hot. She's going to look great in a bikini walking around.
She's
for sure.
Super hot, but she has three kids, and I bet you it falls apart in a bikini.
Oh, you think?
No, didn't she had like abs and shit, right?
Yeah. No, she's
wait. Good. All right, I'll say that's in the, it's in the if we're drawing a line and
so
we're
far,
putting
Ellie's
girls
only
into a yes, if there's a yes and no category, we'll put these girls into the yes side, the other girls into the no side. We'll put Jasmine and then the fucking 21-year-old
definite so far.
Ellie's my only definite so far, but I will say a maybe on these two.
Okay,
Dave, do you agree?
Sure.
This lunatic,
she's out.
Can I say she's out?
But the bad shit girl's not out for me.
We're picking two ring girls. We're picking two ring girls. And part of me thinks that Jesse and Jasmine might just be a fun pair to have in that ring together. This bitch is a lunatic. She's actually a fucking problem. Jesse,
well, by the way, if we all say it goes, everybody, Jasmine's ugly friend, Jesse, coming in for the hilarious part of the contest. Because that's what she said she's entering for.
She goes, I'm from Miami, just getting from Vegas, just getting Long Island.
What?
Yeah, Mo Dix is my other lock because a fucking.
Well, let's just go through. I don't remember which one is which. I'm gonna say no because
we're not. No, this chick has been murdered already, so there's no point in entertaining.
They did a sketch essentially.
I think so too.
No, so here's what I think. I don't think she's a good actress. I don't think she actually knew who we were. But I think it's this guy's girlfriend who doesn't really like watch our shit. So like he was like this is, and he did a good job of putting this together. I will say that it's just. You know, just kind of pales in comparison ultimately to the other chicks for this contest.
I think he was smart in making it obvious because the concept of it is so great. And she looks like a hostage. But I mean, that conversation was, will you do it for a beer? Like she played along with it. But I think he on purpose,
of course,
did that. Like to let you know, of course. But this is Kelsey's not out for me.
Okay. You put her in the maybe category. I don't love Kelsey. I like the fact that she peed on him. I did like that.
Yeah, and sucked them off outside.
Samantha squirts for volume. Thinks, yeah. This shit was hot enough, but just didn't do it for me.
She's a gush, not a squirt.
It's not really going to do anything, gushing.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
Lexi, I feel like, threw it together as soon as she got there last week.
She did this outside of the stand before she came in to see the show.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So it feels a little half-hearted.
We're going to say no. Gila, I like.
Yeah.
She seems like a fucking problem. She seems like she's.
She doesn't seem like a problem, but she's going to gab. She's a talker, though. You're going to have a lot of conversations with her. And
I'm not going to. I'm too busy.
But I'm saying, like, no, when you pass outside, she's going to be like, and what's the problem? This is how Kylie Jenner wears her bra.
Yeah, I won't have that conversation.
I don't know. I'm not sure that she's going to be a Kylie Jenner fan. She's a Legion of Skanks fan. It's a slut, and wearing an outfit that's too small for her, chugging beers. I think it's like it. I like it.
Yeah, no, she's not out for me at all.
She's in my maybe category for sure.
I think she's towards the top of them. Of the
yep.
Yeah, the double beer thing does help.
No, she seems fun, and she actually seems like a real fan. And also, like, hot enough where it's not, it wouldn't be weird to watch her around, you know.
Yeah, fix her stupid bathing suit. She'll look great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got to just give her, she's in. I mean, she just queefed on command. She's a hot old lady. I like it. Tattoos. Yeah.
All right. So how many does that add to the, that we're not eliminated in that?
Well, so
is this the last? She's the last one.
She's 29. Oh man!
No,
it was just called her a hot old lady. And I was hot like, old lady.
No, she's not an old lady.
She's a hot old lady.
No,
I thought that was gray hair. I thought she was a particularly hot old lady.
No, I mean she's not old. Is she 29?
So she's an okay 29-year-old.
Listen, I think she's hot. She queefed it out, dude. Back it up and play that queef one more time.
And she gets work milk for Mercedes, which means she has kids, which whole milk thing is kind of hot in its own way. She's a fucking pig. She's an animal.
All right. So for me, I got
and this isn't just the hottest, because I think Nikki Champagne's hotter than most of these girls, right? But I'm just not picking the hottest. I'm picking, there's got to be an it factor here, right? There really has to be. And I think that, I think if you guys agree, I think Queefer.
Me and Lewis have Ellie and Mo Dix. Dave, do you have any problem with those two?
Wait, which one was Ellie?
Ellie was the one who said she'd show her butthole and she offered me a threesome that I turned down. She was like a chubby.
Her.
Yeah, her.
That one you want in? Okay, so her, the Queefer, and who's the third?
I don't know. That's the question. Is it Kelsey the prostitute?
Then Autumn. All right, so Autumn. Is which one again? Yeah, Autumn, Gila, Kelsey, Jasmine, Samantha. And Kelsey. Gila.
I think for
and
me.
And then the friends.
I think it's Gila. To me, Gila, Mo, Dix, and Ellie.
Jay, I think we finally agree on something.
Nice. What if Dave just goes contrary to all of those guys?
Well, it doesn't matter. If you guys agree, then that's got majority vote already.
I mean, you can make a case if you feel strongly, Dave. I'm willing to hear you out.
You know, okay, so I'm sorry. So I'm just getting confused by all these dumb chick names. Who's the third one that you guys came up with?
This one.
Her.
This one. I can't really argue with you.
Yeah,
she's just fun.
There were some other ones that were good contestants too, but I can't really argue against that.
remember Amara too.
That was
Amara.
But she's already in for the worst life.
No, Amara's worst life.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's only won contest. Can't give her four golden tickets. I'm not gonna fucking make your life great.
I mean, look, a lot of these gals are great. A lot of them are already coming too. A lot of them are already coming to Skankfest. Yeah. But if I had to say, I think that these three were the most fun, the most interesting, hot enough in their own rights that they're going to look good, and the guys are going to be fucking turned on watching them walking around in sheath underwear. I think we make this work.
Blast and queefs. Fuck yeah. Oh, wow. We're done.
What a show.
What a fun time. What a show. What a fuck. We got we interviewed did it. On our show for another show.
That's what we're going to go into right after this. A little quick interview.
And to just give it, give us the names so we can say them of our three in each.
Okay, so for the Worst Life contest, the people who are moving on are Amara, Scott, and Kenny. And okay. For our Green Girl contest, we'll have Ellie, Gila, and Mariah send videos for Monday.
Mo Dix. Okay. I love it. I love it. And honestly, like, you know what? The who's the one that said they would give away their tickets to the last girl? So no matter what, technically, all three of those girls are going to Skankfest.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna really save us. all right, guys. We'll catch you live from the stand when we're all back together. Yay.
Hell yeah, dude. Monday.
Listen, everybody. Peace.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Freeze Pipe, thefreezepipe.com. That's where you have to go for the smoothest cannabis smoking experience. You're going to need to get one of their freezable pipes, bubblers, bongs, or dab rigs. I know you love these things, Lewis.
Dude, they're the best. It was like when you were in college, if you threw an ice cube in your bong to cool off the smoke, that's sort of the concept. And they created their own technology, and they make these incredible pipes that are just absolutely beautiful. The secret is their freezable glycerin chamber that comes on every single piece. You pop one of these chambers in the freezer for 1 hour, and as the smoke passes through this icy chamber, it's instantly cooled for an easy on the lungs toke.
And if you're not a pussy like me, you can just throw the glycerine chamber out and use the really cool piece. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a Momo over there trying to soften the blow on your throat. What are you, Axl Rose? Go fuck yourself. But if you want the smoothest smoking experience with glass pipes, bubblers, and bongs, go to thefreezepipe.com. Use the code Legion for 10% off your entire order. That's thefreezepipe.com. Code Legion for 10% off. All right, let's get back into it.
I think I'd love to ask you some of our questions just to give you an idea of what the exists in the article now and get your thoughts on it. And then
I think we've given you enough, but I'll allow it.
All right. I think it. Let's see. So these are some of the ones they're calling compelling conversations. One's like, does being up for something mean the same thing as being down for something?
Yes. As someone who doesn't smoke weed, it's a very easy answer. Yes.
I think there is a difference to the two.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I think being up for something sounds a little more like, yeah, if everyone's going with it, I'll go with it. Being down for something means you're psyched about it. Maybe even the person who thought of it.
I don't want to get all like fucking heady here, but they do say
heady.
Don't worry. Bus come down. So
something. Let's do this one. Who do you think was the first person that saw cannabis and decided to smoke it?
Was this the Joe Rogan experience? A monkey, I think. I think last time I was on a show, he told me a monkey for an hour.
Really? Well, we've answered that before then. We already got high and answered that one. Let's see. You'll see. They're pretty silly. Very sun-dry, these questions. If you smoke weed on a boat, does it make it seaweed?
Scientifically, I think the answer is no.
You'll see, this is why we need this article updated, because we want some. I think you guys probably have some more compelling questions.
Does your list say next to do this to us? Hey guys, by the way,
on. Next on my list is, why don't ribbed condoms taste like ribs? Ever thought about that one?
Yeah,
I've never put a ribbed condom in my mouth. What?
I did, because I fell for the packaging, but I will say that it turns out it's for her pleasure.
What dudes are sucking on ribbed condoms?
Hey, also, even like ladies too.
What chicks are sucking on ribbed condoms? Somehow it seems so much horrier to be sucking a dude's dick who you're like worried about enough that you're making him put a condom on,
and also that you need ribs for your mouth and throat.
Yeah. Also that you're looking for savory flavors in your condoms. Hey, do you have any cola flavored back there?
Oh, I love that. Let's see. If an ice cube melts, is it floating in a pool of its own blood?
All right. Who slipped me acid? These are getting good.
Questions are dumb.
I think that leads me to my point then. I'd love to see, and we don't have to do it on this spot, but this article is heavily searched on our website, and you'll see these questions are quite ridiculous, and who knows what stoners came up with these. But I think
like usually when you ask them, though, people go, whoa.
Maybe you guys aren't high enough for my question. Should we circle back after a couple dabs and see?
Oh, I'm pretty high. We're just not 15.
Okay. Yeah, the mind-blowing question.
Guys, do you think it's crazy that you park on a driveway and drive on a parkway? I gotta go, man. I'm weak. I'm freaking out. Screen's melting.
I'd love to see. So I don't know if you, I think things of that nature are quite funnier if you had some time. What we want to do with this article is give it an update if we can. If we can't, no worries. I know you guys are busy leading up to Skankfest, but if you have some things you, I can send you the article. And if there's any questions that you think of, we can include.
Tina.
Yeah.
And to say no, because this is your thing.
Yeah.
Then we make this whole thing part of today's episode of our podcast, since we've gone over time. We'll leave you in it. We'll leave Weed Maps in it. We'll give you guys a plug. And we'll have our fans in the comments ask some questions. And you'll have literally 1,000 questions from actual stoners that like this type of comedy.
Yeah. If you guys would be willing to do that, I think that'd be amazing. I'd love to see what the fans have to say.
And I think we're going to have to blur your face because they're going to, I mean, they would literally just harass you.
Tina, only one caveat.
Me alive. Oh, gosh.
No, they would like you, but it'll be sexual harassment.
Lewis will be doing it in the nude.
Oh, well, then tell me what time to tune in. No. No, I think that's great. And if you guys want to do that, leave this in and make it your own, that'd be awesome. I can send you the article too, just so you guys have something to kind of work off it. Not that you need it. And if you just want to keep me posted on any updates, I'd love to update it with your fans. And then we can work through after the fact, like how exactly you want to drop the article and what makes sense, how we can incorporate you guys.
Cool. I love it. Thank you so
Sounds
much.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you guys. We'll stay connected. Thank you for the time. It was great to meet you.
Thank you, Tina. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, Tina.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with 3 C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.